Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick talk about meaningful use and the perspective. This isn't quantitative or qualitative. This is just what Kansas has done. We're early into meaningful use, phase one. So we haven't really witnessed any sort of returns on investment or anything like that. But this is what I've done, and hopefully you can take advantage of this too. Objectives for the talk, real quick. Understanding IRS role in the High Tech Act, understand regional extension center role, describe the importance of the IRS participation with an HIE, and identify needs in an HIE. So what is meaningful use? Do a little deep dive here into meaningful use with respect to submitting information to an immunization registry. Financial incentive for eligible providers and eligible hospitals and critical access hospitals through the use of a certified EHR. The end goal, then, is to incentivize. Now, in some of you that were in the pre-meeting, this is a repeat, take a five-minute nap. There is incentive. The goal here is to have those EPs and EHs demonstrate the use, of meaningful use of an electronic health record system. The theory, then, is if you use this EHR system, there's a reduction in medical errors and in medical treatment. Are in the dollars spent for medical treatment. The prominent theme then for meaningful use, if you look at the final rule, it revolves around the use of an EHR, meaningful use of an EHR, the incentive and the payment then. Here's the major milestones for meaningful use. 2009, President Obama signs the high tech policy. 2010, in July, the final rule was signed and made available, published, and then I started receiving calls from optometry EHRs, all these other EHR vendors attempting, what does Kansas require for meaningful use? Well, here we go. Now we're into phase one. Phase one lasts for 2 years. The phase two and phase three, they're out there for 2013 and 2015. Comment period, I believe, is closed in 2012. I understand they'll be producing the comments for phase two, and then we'll see that come out hopefully later in 2012. So why submit to an immunization registry? It's specifically improving population public health. The overall care goal then is to for the patient's healthcare team to communicate with public health agencies. For meaningful use, there are 25 criteria. 15 of the 25 are core, meaning the eligible provider or eligible hospital has to meet those 15. The remaining 10, there are menu options, and the EPEH has to do 5 of the 10, with one being public health. So other than submitting to an immunization registry, we also have syndromic surveillance and reportable lab results. This will become important then when you're forming your partnerships with entities that can help you ensure meaningful use of your IIS. You also have to take into account whether or not you have these other public health capabilities. Here's the final rule in all its glory. So submitting to immunization registry, it is self-attestation. So the EPEH is attesting to the fact that they've submitted, and the submission then, if you are successful, you follow up within 90 days, and then you're done, essentially. After that, there is language that you should establish an exchange, but that is within the practice of, it's up to the IRS to determine whether or not they want to accept that. There is an exclusion. If your state doesn't have an IIS, then you have to look to these other public health sorts of criteria. Additional information here is that simulated transfers are not acceptable. Test data is okay. You don't have to send live data. Like I said before, an unsuccessful test is considered valid. And there are some nuances when you have multi-eligible providers in a setting, whether or not each EP has to submit or if it's just one. And we found that it's just with the language that it is just one. And so that's the meat of what law is itself. These are the partners then that I worked with, and these are the folk that can help. These are the entities that can help you with your meaning for use as you go down this path. The Kansas Regional Extension Center, and I'll get into their role a little bit, and Kansas Medicaid Agency, the Kansas Health Information Exchange. Each state has their own HIE plan that they've submitted to ONC, Office of National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, and it's just wise to get on board with them if possible. If that plan, if you can participate in any sort of planning, it's a good idea to make them, that body, aware of that there is an IIS, and also with the EHR vendors. One quick word about our Medicaid agency is that it's just, they're extremely overwhelmed right now. If I ask for any sort of clarification, they'll just spit, they'll give me back this right here. And that's the extent. So nuanced questions, things like that, just come bouncing back to me. Regional extension centers, the role that they play, they provide training and support services. They offer information and guidance to help with EHR implementation and give technical assistance as needed. What we did in Kansas was we wanted to work with them, and we wanted to essentially, the Regional Extension Center is going to look at the list of certified EHRs and come up with a pick list of what they will, EPs and EHs come to them for help, they will have this list of EHR systems available that they can choose from. So part of their certification process for EHRs, we wanted them to make sure that this EHR had the ability to submit information to an immunization registry. So Kansas Regional Extension Center has produced the list, and about 50% of that in the list have the ability to submit to an immunization registry. So we got a little bit, it worked out. I have a paragraph, if you would like, that I can give you about how we, the Regional Extension Center in Kansas put in their documentation for picking these EHRs. The HIE implementation. So as I said before, each state submits an HIE plan to ONC. It's important that the IIS be a stakeholder, participate as much as possible. A lot of these, I was fortunate enough to be able to sit in on the planning phase for the Kansas HIE plan. So in these work groups, they do an inventory of existing systems throughout the state, and the Kansas IIS was one of the systems there. And they incorporate that into their plan. So if your state has already gone through this process, it's still a good idea to be in communication with these folk. As they roll these HIEs out, the IIS can take advantage. There's some economies of scale here. Participate as much as possible. Make existing capabilities known and express future development plans. So a little history about the Kansas Immunization Information System, or Kansas WebIZ. Oh, about 2 million patients, over 15 million vaccination events. We're bidirectional. And this is, I just wanted to draw this out here. We are bidirectional real time since 2007. And as you know, meaningful use is just the submission of a VXU. It's unidirectional. We also have a direct entry capability, and we have the plan is that we will have a separate registry devoted to meaningful use only. Because of the ability to submit test data, we don't want to assume this test data into our production registry, so we're going to have a separate registry devoted just to meaningful use. Part of when an eligible provider reaches out to me or a vendor reaches out, I will interrogate. I will question them as to what their overall goal is. Do they want to, are they only interested in achieving meaningful use, or do they want to do have a true exchange with the registry? And so based on that, then I know which path to take. I can either do the meaningful use side, and we'll be happy there, and the eligible provider is aware of that, that they won't be a meaningful use, or really, meaningful use is bidirectional in my opinion, but they won't be doing that, and they know that. So, little network map here. On the left-hand side, this is how it exists currently, real-time bidirectional, where HL7231, the query and the update message is there. It's how it's going to look on the right-hand side, the plan then. You'll see the question mark in the lower right-hand side there about auditing. And per conversation with or presentation from Jessica Kahn, it's that if you're a nice IIS, you will audit that for that meaningful use provider. So that you can, because this is self-attestation, you can have some evidence if you do audit that exchange. What I'm showing here also on the right-hand side is that we do give back an acknowledgement message, and that acknowledgement message can tell that meaningful use provider, that eligible provider, that if the test was successful or not. I would love it if they would bring that back and, you know, print it out and put it on a plaque and stick it on their fridge. But many EHR vendors, they'll send that VXU and tear down the connection. It's done. So we have to do some auditing. Be that nice IIS, audit it for, in case that meaningful use provider is audited, you have evidence that they did submit and they did it successfully or if it failed. HIE considerations, real quick. Meaningful use is acceptable via an HIE, but you have to have a piece of that HIE. Inside of that HIE, there has to be a ONC-certified gateway, something that transitions from whatever it came into the HIE, and it's whatever is spitting it out to the IIS has to be certified. And if there could be some confusion there. So the benefits then of an HIE is that there's some one interface versus an interface per eligible provider or eligible hospital. This is just delving into more HIEs and not really with meaningful use, but it's just something that I wanted to mention, and I'll move on for time. So here's the concept then, or the network map for with an HIE in place, and you can see lower left-hand side with our production registry, we've got ongoing bidirectional capabilities. We can also have ongoing production exchange then through an HIE. How that is coming to the HIE is unknown. That format, CDA, CCD, clinical care document, it's a question mark. It doesn't really matter. As long as somewhere inside that HIE, there is a certified gateway that is transitioning to the certified 231 format. And the rest on the right-hand side is a repeat from before. Conclusion. So, for those state IISs, understand meaningful use, not the entire final rule, but know the details of submitting to an immunization registry. Establish communication with your partners, your state Medicaid agency, your regional extension center. Let them know what that pick list should look like if you have the ability. And EHR vendors, and also participate in HIE efforts. And that's pretty much it.